Look, before you turn it on, let me see if I can get the right bearings with me.
Better pick up this.
I can't. I'll see if I'm getting to.
I see.
I've got to get it just as low as I can possibly get the low part if I ever reach it. I used to could run three octaves. Now I'll do well if I get one. Twas in the town. Come on, can you whistle it down? Twas in the town of Oxford where I did live and dwell. T'was in a town of Oxford I run my flour mill. I fell in love with an Oxford girl who had dark and darling eyes. I asked, let's get that keyed up a little bit more. Stop it and let me get a better key than that. I fell in love with an Oxford girl who had dark and darling eyes. I asked her, would she marry me? And me, she nothing denied. I called at her sister's house about 8 o'clock one night. I asked her, would she walk with me and we'd name our wedding day. We walked along and talked along, and we came to thicketed ground. Then I picked up a hedgewood stick and I knocked that fair maid down. She fell upon her bended knees. Oh, mercy, she didn't cry. Willie, dear, don't murder me here. I'm not prepared to die. But I paid no attention to the piteous appeal, but I beat her more and more, till all around where the poor girl lay was in a bloody gore. Then I picked her up by her little white hand, and I swung her body around. I took her down to the riverside and threw her in to drown. Can you stand some more, Jim?
I'm just watering out.
He keeps flinching.
She went through all.
She didn't.
She still got on ground. Still facing the ground.
Then I returned to my mother's home about 12 o'clock at night. My mother, being worried for me, woke up in a fright. Oh God, my son, now what have you done that has bloodied your hands and clothes? And the answer I gave my mother was bleeding at the nose. I asked her for a handkerchief to bind my aching head. I asked her for a candle to light my way to bed. But her old and a tossed upon my bed, and no rest could I find, for the flames of hell seemed all round me, and in my eyes would shine. I tossed and tumbled all night long, and still could find no rest, for a burning, burning, burning hell was a burning in my breast. Oh, let's see. Well, about 2 or 3 weeks after that, this Oxford girl was found and floating down the river that led through Oxford town. And her sister swore my life away without a thought of doubt. Her sister swore that I was the man who led her sister out. Oh God, they're going to hang me between the earth and sky. Oh God, they're going to hang me now. It's a death I hate to die. But I would not mind dying if a thought would bring me rest from this burning, burning, burning hell that keeps burning in my breast.